Paula Spencer by Roddy Doyle. Narrated by Jer Ryan. Disc 1.
She copes. A lot of the time. Most of the time, she copes. And sometimes she doesn't cope at all. This is one of the bad days. She could feel it coming. From the minute she woke up, one of those days, it hasn't let her down. She'll be 48 in a few weeks. She doesn't care about that. Not really. It's more than 4 months since she had a drink. 4 months and 5 days. One of those months was February. That's why she started measuring the time in months. She could jump 3 days. But it's a leap year. She had to give one back. 4 months, 5 days. A third of a year. Half a pregnancy, nearly. A long time. The drink is only one thing. She's on her way home from work. She's walking from the station. There's no energy in her. Nothing in her legs. Just pain, ache, the thing the drink gets down to. But the drink is only part of it. She's coped well with the drink. She wants a drink. She doesn't want a drink. She doesn't want a drink. She fights it. She wins. She's proud of that. She's pleased. She'll keep going. She knows she will. But sometimes she wakes up knowing the one thing. She's alone. She still has Jack. Paula wakes him every morning. He's a great sleeper. It's a long time now since he was up before her. She's proud of that too. She sits on his bed. She ruffles his hair. Ruffles. That's the word. A head made for ruffling. Jack will break hearts. And she still has Leanne. Mad Leanne. Mad funny. Mad good. Mad brainy. Mad lovely. And frightening. They're not small anymore. Not kids. Leanne is 22. Jack is nearly 16. Leanne has boyfriends. Paula has...